Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you guys know, I have multiple pets. And it's because as people need me to adopt a cat or adopt a pet, it's really easy to adopt another one that needs to be adopted when you already have some. So I have four cats. And a big concern I have is if the cats ever get diabetes. And it's not that I worry about the diabetes. Trust me, diabetes is devastating for humans, cats, dogs, etc. My worry is I can barely get the cats to do what they're supposed to. They don't want to be bathed. They don't want to wipe off the little poopoo powder off their little feet. They don't want to get their little nails clipped. They don't want to go for a walk. They don't want to sleep off of my face. When I tell them to move their tissue so I could sleep, they still put their tissue on my face. How the hell am I supposed to do the insulin? And with cats, we've been treating diabetes with insulin shots. And my husband and I, when we first got Shakeyboo and Saji, some of our other cats, we were like, what are we going to do if they get diabetes? Because they're not going to sit still. They're not going to take the shot. They're going to scratch it. It's going to be a pain in the butt. How do we do this? There's an answer. There is a new pill that treats diabetes in cats. This is fantastic. And it is called Bexacat. And you can't necessarily use it if you already have an insulin dependent diabetic cat, but this could be for new diabetes or new cats that are prone to diabetes. So they say many cat owners successfully treat their cats with twice daily insulin, but it's a struggle. And this is what's frightening. Many cats just get euthanized. Adults can't, either they don't have the time, they don't have the patience, they don't have the money. And so you have a cat that has diabetes that gets euthanized. Now, in my family, everybody seems to get diabetes. I don't want anybody in my family getting euthanized. And your pets are your family. And so when you hear that at least 10% of these animals are being killed, not because the diabetes is killing them, but because the owners can't take care of it, it's frightening. According to Dr. Catherine Scott Moncrief, a Purdue University veterinarian, says some people are afraid of giving insulin injections. Some people don't have the time to dedicate to the care of their cats. Which I told you guys, I go, having a pet is not for weenies. If you are thinking about getting a pet, you better have a plan. And that plan includes everything from doing coochie-coochie-coo to you being able to take care of it if it has an ACL tear. I mean, animals are high maintenance. They are family. And if you're thinking it's just supposed to be there as an accessory, you're wrong. And diabetes is a very high maintenance issue. They say more than a quarter of U.S. households have one or two cats, which means we have at least 60 million kitty cats running around our houses. Between 1 in 100 and 1 in 500 cats, between 1 in 100 and 500 cats get diabetes. And those are the ones that are getting diagnosed. You have a lot of people that don't bring their cat into the vet, so we don't even know if they have diabetes. So I'm assuming the number is even higher. And many cats are overweight because they sit there and they eat the other cat's food, and then they sit there. Like I have Sashi. Sashi, she just loves being, you know, beautiful and curvy, and she thinks Shake likes it, and Shakey Boo, her boyfriend, does. But I'm like, girl, you need to lose weight. She started to lose weight, so that's good. So in studies with 300 diabetic cats, this Bexacat improved glucose control and decreased at least one symptom of diabetes, like frequent peeing, thirst, fatigue, in more than 80% of newly diagnosed healthy animals. Several cats had died or had to be euthanized after taking the drug, so there is a black box warning because there is a possible side effect such as diabetic ketoacidosis. But the drug then cannot be used in cats previously treated with insulin, and we have to very carefully screen them for liver, kidney, and pancreatic disease. So this to me, and I could be wrong, is more for a brand new diabetes diagnosis in a fairly healthy cat that has stable liver, kidney, pancreas issues. Costs about $53 a month. That's according to Elanco. They say most vets will double or triple the cost, charging pet owners $100 to $150 a month. Mind you, the list price, you know, again, there is profit that does, there is supposed to be a selling price. I get that. But hopefully they're not charging three times the cost. So this could be very, very cool because, you know, I mean, I love my animals and I've had to inject IV fluids into them and I've had to, you know, care for them in so many different ways. For me, I'm a doctor. It's easy. But it is really difficult to have a pet that, meow, you know, gets all mad and then hides from you because they don't want to get their twice daily insulin shots. This could be very cool. So kudos to Bexacat and what they've been able to do. And, you know, the treatment might even, you know, get better. There, a lot of people ask, why can't we use these drugs for animals, for humans on animals, like ibuprofen? You can't. There's like a carprofen for animals, which is different than ibuprofen. It's not the same. You can't be giving your cat liquid Motrin. You have to use the carprofen. You have to use a formulation. But animals metabolize foods differently. A dog cannot have Tylenol. A dog can't have a grape. A dog can't have a raisin. So if you are one who drops pills or drops your food on the floor without sweeping it up afterwards, you could really hurt your animal. So these things have to be really, really heavily formulated and screened and vetted. So should you take your cats and dogs in to be screened for diabetes? Hell yeah. Now, they don't necessarily have to have blood work all the time, but if you notice they're thirsty, if you notice they're sluggish, if you notice their weight, they're either gaining weight or losing weight. Diabetes, they could be losing weight because remember the sugar's not getting into the cell, so they're not actually getting fed because they lack insulin. If they seem to get sick a lot, if they have abnormal patterns of behavior, there's a lot of different signs of your animal having diabetes. If their urine is super bubbly, so these are things to check out. Very, very cool. 1-877-DR-BELLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, my father was pretty tough. My mom was too. You know, we got our butts whipped. And one of the things that my father was really strict on, and he was 1,000% correct on that, was to not do any crimes, to not do anything illegal, to not get yourself in trouble with the law. And the reason why is he was an immigrant. And he had to become an American citizen. He learned the language. And he was so grateful for his ability to become an American and to become a citizen that he didn't want the family screwing it up. Because if anybody did screw that up, he'd have to go back. And he'd never be able to come back to America. And so, not that our family, not that my brothers and sisters were, you know, thinking about lives of crime, but they instilled to never, ever, ever, even if your friend wants you to steal a candy bar or go and get beer when you're under 21, don't do it. Don't do anything illegal. Because not only does that screw up you, but it screws up the rest of the family. Even though he was a citizen, he would have been fine and never would have to go back. And I mean, he loved where he was from, but still, yeah, just don't mess with the law. And that makes sense. So what I notice that we have a very porous border. We're not allowed to say open border, but it's pretty darn porous. And we have many individuals coming in that aren't being vetted. We had, 1.5 million gotaways, they call them, where they snuck into the country without being vetted by Border Patrol. And when I say, look, I'm concerned that some of these, some, not everybody, we have a lot of innocent people trying to find refuge. I get it. You know, I'm a daughter of an immigrant. But that some of these individuals may have a criminal element to them. People say, no, you can't do that because you're going to hurt the innocent people, and there's not, you know, they're not criminals. These guys are fleeing there. Well, we keep hearing stories of crimes that happen. Mind you, U.S. citizens perform crimes, but we don't need any more criminals. We are barely handling our current criminals. So one of the latest stories is four migrants who were bused to New York City are now charged with a snatch-and-grab robbery of a Long Island Macy's store that cost about $10,000 in goods. This happened earlier this month at the Roosevelt Field Mall in Garden City, and the Nassau County Police Department said they got the call just after 8:30 on Monday of a larceny, this is January 9th, committed by four men who took off in a four-door BMW. Officers found the car driving eastbound on Ring Road. They say the driver was committing multiple traffic infractions, my guess. When they pulled him over, they got about $12,500 worth of unpaid merchandise. So Roland Cabezas Misa of the Bronx, Jose Garcia Escobar, Miguel Angel Rojas, and Rafael Rojas of Manhattan are all arrested and charged with grand larceny of the third degree, as well as traffic citations. And this is, all right, I mean, a lot of people steal, but if you're a migrant, we can't say illegal immigrants, so we don't know if these were legal migrants or illegal migrants. But, again, if you are going to be in this country, you don't want to do anything stupid to get yourself kicked out, or you don't want to ping the radar because you commit a crime. Now that's going to ruin it for the rest of your family that may be trying to come over. Well, in El Paso, they're saying there has been serious and violent crimes, including car theft, gun threats, and drug trafficking that they're seeing with some of the migrants coming over. The latest incident involved a Venezuelan migrant who was attempting to sell cocaine to other border crossers on Sunday. This was last Sunday? No, two Sundays ago. Not the smartest thing. Okay, you don't want to ping the radar, people. Fly under the radar. But no. They were trying to sell cocaine to people coming across. The alleged dealer, Giovanni Jose Sanchez, was turned in by other migrants who are camped out and sleeping near the city's Sacred Heart Church. He was a 22-year-old booked in a county jail. Four other migrants accused of being associated with his business turned over to U.S. Border Patrol. Now, is it because the cartel got him over? And the cartel told him, once you're over there, this is what you do, or we kill your family? We don't know. But separately, a Venezuelan man and woman were arrested by officers Wednesday when they were driving the wrong way down a street in a stolen car. The migrants who have been sleeping on downtown streets in the cold since the week before Christmas have also been victims. A man named Stephen Matthew Driscoll was arrested and charged for harassing and pointing a gun at the migrant street camp. The 27-year-old Texas man was also charged for evading officers who tried to stop him. So these migrants are at risk of being mugged. There was a recent mugging of some of the migrants. But we also have theft, grand larceny. And, you know, I know that we have a huge influx of migrants who are trying to flee horrible conditions. And we want to welcome them with open arms. But until we are strong and we have the infrastructure to manage the increase in crime that we have from our own U.S. citizens, we need to really rethink about how we're doing the border. They say El Paso has been dealing with a huge influx of migrants throughout 2022, releasing 3,000 to 10,000 asylum seekers every week. The mayor had to declare a state of emergency last month because of the thousands of migrants streaming across the U.S.-Mexico boundary. Some legally, but a lot illegally. Former Mayor DeMargo called the situation a potential tinderbox in which either migrants could be hurt or public safety could be compromised. According to Margo, they said you could have a violent outburst. You could have people who say I've had enough and demand this or that. If I were mayor, I would demand that U.S. Customs and Border Protection remove anybody on our streets that wasn't processed. And Margo is a Republican who was in office just before the current Democratic mayor and explained that these migrants are sleeping on the streets. Many are there illegally. They snuck over, and then they're joining others for food, shelter, and travel. Because, mind you, even if you're a gotaway, even if you're able to sneak over, once you're in, you still need food. You still need, so we're, you know, who has been vetted, who hasn't, who is innocent but has been pushed and forced to come here or blackmailed into coming here. These are things that are, that are being, not, I don't want to say overlooked, but by on purpose, this is just, there's just too many. So, you know, when migrants do steal, again, it's a big headline because I think people are exhausted with hearing, you know, U.S. citizens stealing, and we've had these snatch and grab type things such that we're seeing at Walmart and pharmacies and Target a whole bunch of things locked up under plastic and key. And they've cited losses due to theft. They need to hire staff to help open up these cabinets so people can then buy the product and not steal it. And it's been an absolute mess. But we just don't need to add to the criminal element. And processing them methodically, ensuring that they're not going to commit a crime, and having a system where we could track them such that if they do commit a crime, they get deported is something we need to do. Instead, it's we have people with no papers, nothing, they're here, don't speak the language, and our border agents and our law enforcement are exhausted. We have hospitals that are overrun, clinics that are overrun. Something needs to be done. And I don't want to sound like a broken record. I think we all agree. But migrants being bused to these other cities might have been accused as being a political stunt, but it is something that is necessary when your city is overrun. Any hospital that's overrun, you need to transfer them to another, divert them to another hospital, another medical center. If your city is overrun, you need to divert them to another city. And if the sanctuary cities are like, come here, we're not going to deport you, we welcome you, then the sanctuary cities are probably the best places to send them so they don't get hurt and they don't get deported. But then the sanctuary cities like New York City, we can't handle it. D.C., something has to be, stop doing that. Well, are you a sanctuary city or not? But if El Paso is overrun, if Yuma is overrun, if there's not enough hospital beds, there's not enough food or shelter or places for them to sleep, then they have to go somewhere. So, yeah, they're being shipped to New York City. New York City is one of the biggest cities that we have in this country. But, someone's got to do something. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence's lawyer says Pence was not aware that classified or sensitive documents were at his home in suburban Indianapolis, but the lawyer says he found those papers in a search last week. The district attorney in Atlanta is hinting that indictments are coming soon from the grand jury investigating former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. She wants a judge to hold off making that report public. Police in Half Moon Bay, California, south of San Francisco, are sharing more about the suspect in the death of seven people at two small farms yesterday.
All of the evidence we have points to this being the instance of workplace violence.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. Police in Yakima, Washington, are looking for a man who they say walked into a convenience store early this morning and fatally shot three people. Police say it appears to be random, not a targeted act. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. government and the CDC and health officials only had one shot when it came to how they deal with COVID and how they, the attitudes towards the vaccine. And I think they screwed it up, and they screwed it up badly. And because they screwed it up badly, it could have consequences on how Americans look at other vaccines. Look at how the military has their back, as we spoke about how the military not only may not hire the people they fired back and give them back pay, but actually want them to pay their recruitment fees and bonuses back. So when I heard that we were vaccine mandated, I was really nervous. Now, the FDA has suggested yesterday that they are going to have a simplified approach for future vaccination efforts, allowing adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against the virus. So rather than Americans having to figure out if they are fully vaccinated, and I told you, you know, the definition of being vaccinated or fully vaccinated is going to change, because once the vaccine loses immunity, I have people that say, I am fully vaccinated. And I go, you mean you've had at least 4 or 5 boosters? No. I got the 2 shots back in January and February of 2021. Okay, getting the shots 2 years ago doesn't mean you're fully vaccinated, because it's not like the MMR vaccine where you're done after you go through the series. The way the COVID vaccine ended up being, and it's not all the fault of the government, it's just the way the messaging is the fault of the government, but the way the vaccine turned out was, we have a virus that acts in some respect like a cold, which makes it very hard to have long-term artificial vaccine immunity for, but also has some very serious deadly consequences. So we had to, as health officials and public officials, decide, how do we protect people from the deadliness, but also not panic those that may just be getting the cold version of it, who could still function. Remember, when we locked down, we still needed millions of Americans to come to work. That's why they said, well, if you're essential, you could work. You can't lock down without a hospital. You can't lock down without somebody at the power company. You can't lock down without somebody at the grocery store. So it really wasn't a true lockdown. So they needed to convince essential workers to come to work. And, well, essential workers are like, well, I don't want them. This is COVID. You're saying that everybody has to lock down and we can die. Then why am I going to work? Then with the vaccine. They said, look, we have a vaccine. You need to get the vaccine. Yeah, but, you know, what about natural immunity? You told us that we need to, you know, eat well, sleep well. No. The natural immunity won't work. Just get the vaccine. Okay, well, you know, my body, my choice, right? You're not going to tell me what to do when it comes to an abortion. No. No, this is not a choice. If you don't get the vaccine, you're hurting the public. You're going to, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to spread the virus. So you need to get the vaccine so you don't spread the virus. Well, no, that wasn't true. Vaccinated people still spread it. Well, we can't have you burden our healthcare system, so get the vaccine so you don't get sick with COVID. Well, vaccinated people are sick. Most of the people hospitalized with COVID have had at least some sort of vaccine. So after all of this, the American public is very skeptical. And so now we have this concept of a once-a-year COVID vaccine, which is something that has worked with the flu vaccine only for 50% of the population, because not all individuals are sold on the flu vaccine. Some like it, some don't. But it sure the hell is easier than a vaccine whose immunity wanes and then every few months you need to get another booster. So once the government said, okay, wait a second, guys, I know you were vaccinated, I know you were fully vaccinated, and I know, you know, we mandated it and you lost your job and all that, you know, or you were threatened to lose your job or threatened to be kicked out of a restaurant or threatened with this and that, it looks like you need a booster now. Well, then does that mean if I don't have the booster, I'm not fully vaccinated, so I can't go into the restaurant or I can't go to school? So eventually that problem started to solve itself, where they had to stop the mandate because it was so stupid. But the damage was already done. Everything they promised when it came to these COVID vaccines were proven, I don't want to say everything, but a good amount of it was proven wrong. And once people still got COVID, once people noticed side effects to the vaccines, once people noticed that, you know, you couldn't fire people for not getting the vaccine because nobody would run the hospital. Also, once they noticed that you could have full-blown COVID and still be asked to go to work, when the CDC asked individuals who worked at hospitals to please come to work, they go, even if you have COVID, as long as you don't feel horribly ill and wear a mask, all hands on deck. Well, I mean, you know, the American public is sick of this. So we have a yearly a suggestion for a yearly shot. Is that going to fly? Probably not. First and foremost, we don't have a vaccine that works all year, works for the year. The average person got COVID 2-3 times who was vaccinated last year. 2022 had multiple variants and strains. So people got COVID twice. Well, that didn't help. Number two is, we keep getting new variants. We went last year from the BA, we had the BA1, then we had the BA2.121, BA2.122, then we had the BA3, which we didn't hear much of, then we had the BA4, we had the BA5, then we had the BQ1, then we had the BQ1.1, then we had the XBB, now we have the XBB1.5. Whatever you were vaccinated with in January 2022 might have helped minimize hospitalization, but we're on to new variants. So a yearly vaccine is going to kind of go against the grain of what the CDC said. We need a booster every few months because it's waning in immunity. So a lot of Americans are like, I'm done. Now, some are. I mean, I did get the bivalent vaccine. Because I had thought that the previous ones, even though they might protect against hospitalization and death, were of the older virus. So let's get some extra protection and something new. And I haven't gotten COVID yet, thank God. But that was a rough vaccine. The other thing that we're forgetting is when people get vaccinated, some of them are getting sick. I had chest pain for a month. I had breast swelling, underarm swelling, so I had to keep putting off the mammogram. I know doctors that say they can't take it again. They want to, but they felt so ill. You know, the shingles vaccine. People ask me, why is the shingles vaccine so difficult to take? It shouldn't be, but the problem is the first one goes fine, but when you get that booster, that second shot, you have that immune response, and it can be pretty severe. I think the shingles vaccine is an amazing vaccine. And seeing shingles and what shingles could do, I urge people get the shingles vaccine. But people can only take so much. And then they start to get nervous that what they're doing is possibly hurting themselves. And now you have people saying, did the vaccine hurt me because I could have had more natural immunity? And instead, it was an artificial immunity and I could have had the real thing. And that's why I keep getting COVID. And the science is saying, well, it protected you against severe COVID, but the science has said for years natural immunity is irreplaceable. So what I tell everybody is most likely you were exposed to regular COVID. There's no way, even if you lived as a hermit, you most likely got exposed. So I'm sure your immune system was primed. But, I mean, FDA is going to now look at if we should just do a yearly vaccine. But right now, we're just not there yet because I don't think we have a vaccine that works every year. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I've kind of lost interest in, which I think it's because I just can't keep up with it, or maybe it's because I don't care, are the Oscars. Apparently, the 95th Academy Awards nominations were revealed today. Now, big sleeper. And I've been really disappointed with post-COVID movies. There's been some that were good. I thought Elvis was fantastic. And I think it was, but was it Forrest Gump? It's terrific. Was it Lord of the Rings? Terrific. So to me, an Oscar is one of those movies that just blow you away where this was an experience. And the storyline, the characters, the imagery, the music, it was so well done. Best picture indeed. And we're not really getting that. So some of the Best Picture Award nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water. Now, Avatar was a good movie. Was it mind-shattering Oscar property? Well, maybe compared to the other ones, I don't know. The Banshees of Inisherin, haven't seen that. I saw Elvis. Elvis was good. Very well done movie. But does an Oscar have to be the best picture compared to all the crap that's out there? Or does it have to be in a league that, you know, okay, wow, these are the movies that are going to go down in history? And I think it's more about, you know, you're just kind of competing with the here and now. The Fablemans, I heard The Fablemans was not doing well at the box office at all, but they got a nod, Oscar nod. Everything Everywhere All at Once, haven't seen that. Tar, haven't seen that. Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick was, as I said, a good movie, but it wasn't earth-shattering. I mean, you know, post-COVID, it was probably one of the better movies that came out. But I honestly, is that an Oscar-winning movie? Triangle of Sadness and Women Talking for Best Picture. So I don't know. Best Actor, Austin Butler for Elvis. I get that. I get that. I haven't seen Colin Farrell or Brendan Fraser or Paul Mescal or Bill Nighy, but they're also up for Best Actor. Cate Blanchett for Tar. Ana de Armas, Blonde. I think Ana de Armas was playing Marilyn Monroe, and people were upset because she she had an accent, so people were kind of concerned that she wasn't really depicting Marilyn Monroe, because Marilyn Monroe did not necessarily have a Latina background. I'm not sure. But there was some controversy with her, but she's a great actress. Andrea Riseborough, Michelle Williams, Michelle Yeoh with Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best Supporting Actor, Brendan Gleeson, Brian Tyree Henry, Judd Hirsch, Barry Kogan and Ki-Hoo Kwan, and the Best Supporting Actress, Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. She did do a good job in that. Hong Chow for The Whale, Kerry Condon, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Stephanie Soo. Now, Best Animated Film. Apparently, Pinocchio, I haven't seen Pinocchio, but Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio is supposed to be a good one. Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, not sure. Puss in Boots, I heard Puss in Boots, but Antonio Banderas did pretty well. The Sea Beast and Turning Red. For Best Director, the nominees are Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin. I hope I pronounced that right. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Steven Spielberg for The Fablemans. Todd Field for Tar. And Ruben Östlund, Triangle of Sadness. And so there's a lot of, I don't know, I haven't seen a lot of these, so I don't know. The original song, I think Lady Gaga's Hold My Hand is a fantastic song from Top Gun. There's also Applause from Diane Warren, Lift Me Up for Black Panther, Not to from RRR, and This Is Life. So, you know, interesting choices. I have to admit we're getting at least back into some good, some better quality movies. But I'm just, I don't know. You know, Tom Cruise, I don't know if he's been nominated. I know the movie has been nominated for Best Picture, but I don't think he was nominated for Best Actor. And Tom Cruise seems to always get slighted, and I think he's a fantastic actor. And one thing I have to say, and I mean, I'm not like the biggest Tom Cruise fan, because there's so many other actors I enjoy watching, but he's good. He's up there at one of the better actors. I mean, I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I think it's fantastic. I think Michael B. Jordan is fantastic, and he's going to definitely shine if they give him more movies that he can lead in. Huge Brad Pitt fan, huge George Clooney fan, Viggo Mortensen. Michael Fassbender. There's a lot of good actor, male, you know, there's female actresses too that are amazing. But Tom Cruise doesn't really seem to get the Oscar nods. And he is one of the highest grossing stars of all time. Maybe it's because his movies aren't necessarily the, I don't know, chick flick or the emotional. I mean, like I said, I don't think Top Gun should win an Oscar. It was a good movie. But Tom Cruise should have won for some of his other roles, and he didn't. So I think he should have won, like Jerry Maguire. He did a fantastic job. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Magnolia. He did receive a Best Actor nomination for Jerry Maguire, but he didn't win. He was nominated for the Born on the 4th of July. And I don't think, again, he won. So he's a fantastic actor. He's great with what he does. But, and you know, another thing, too, is I remember somebody told me that Tom Hanks did not win for one of his movies. I think it was the one where he was Castaway, because he had won in Saving Private Ryan. He had won for Forrest Gump, that they couldn't give it to him again. You know, he was in these movies every year. So even though he deserved one for Castaway, I don't think he got one. I have to double-check the history on that. But there was a movie Tom Hanks should have won. But because they won so many, they had to give it to somebody else. So it's interesting how they do this. Not to mention they always have to make sure they're more diversified. And so, you know, good for Tom Cruise for hopefully having a movie that wins. I don't think it should win Best Actor. I think Tom Cruise should have won some of his other nominations rather than, well, let's give him one by putting the Top Gun movie in there. But the Top Gun movie was the same story, different day, a lot of planes, interesting storyline. But I just think if we're going to be having this sort of quan, which comes from Jerry Maguire, by the way, but you know, some sort of stature, make it a movie that really deserves that stature. I mean, Avatar could be close because they did make a story. It was very new and inventive, taking off of the previous Avatar. Is it Oscar property? Well, compared to some of the other ones, maybe. But it does take things to a new level. And James Cameron busted his butt. Just like Tom Cruise, he busts his butt. He does his own stunts. He really works out. He tries to be as real as possible. So, I mean, that is deserving of an award. But, I don't know. I'm just really disappointed in entertainment these days. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.